The date is July 11th, 2020. The time is 3 p.m. My name is Marissa Crawford. I'm 34 years old. I live in Woodland Hills, California, and I have two cats. I live by myself. I attend Antioch University. I'm also in Alcoholics Anonymous. My life has changed completely because I've had to transition my entire life via Zoom. The activities that I am doing now that I didn't do before is horticulture, baking, cooking, plant cloning. I previously was doing financial consulting, and now my clientele is very minimal, and I also have to do that via Zoom. There are many deserted businesses and spaces where I live. The communities where I live have changed their practices and have been doing many of the social distancing guidelines, but some of them are not. Some of them are not adhering to the governor's social distancing practices. I am staying connected with my friends and family by calling them on the telephone or doing FaceTime calls, or once in a while I will see them in person or doing social distancing lunches, or I'll see family members, you know, once every few weeks. The things that I don't miss are gridlock traffic. When I'm shopping, people would be in my personal space or in my face. I definitely don't miss that. Things that I will miss is spending quality time with my animals and having lots of time to myself. The moments I will never forget is when the coronavirus was declared a pandemic and the murder of George Floyd. New habits that I have developed is frequently washing my hands and wearing my mask every time I go out. My friends and loved ones have been affected because many of them have gotten the coronavirus, including myself. I will not miss wearing a mask. I feel claustrophobic when wearing it, and I have a difficult time breathing. I think that the future of society and the city will be impacted because many of the guidelines and ordinances will remain in effect, including sanitation measures. That concludes my interview.